Everybody had to get their legs under them other than Troy Dye, who is the best linebacker in Oregon football
ever.
History already.
I went on Twitter during the game and I listed my top five Oregon linebackers ever, from Sermon to Wilcox, and clearly Dye at the top.
What do we say at the press box? He and Gary Sanchez are going to be in the running for ESPY for Best Athlete of 2016.
Best ever. They're going to figure out that they have had ESPN on, that they've been broadcasting games since the 1920s. They're the two greatest athletes of the broadcast generation.
And they're going to give them Oscars, Emmys, and Tonys just so they can say, like, they got the EGOT. Yep.
All right. Crunch Time Wraps with WAYD. We'll let Alex start.
I'm going to begin with the Santa Clara Police Department, I ask.
What are you doing?
Yet another bonehead PR move in the wake of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee for freedom, which, by the way, seems like a pretty good compromise, if you ask me. Santa Clara Police Department actually threatened to not work during 49er games in response. Their union sent a letter to the organization saying that their officers would likely opt out of working the games. Their reasoning, that during the post-game press conference, Kaepernick said that police officers are being put on paid leave for murdering people, that Kaepernick said people of color being targeted by police, and that Kaepernick wore socks with pigs dressed as police on them. They said Kaepernick's words are offensive, insulting, and aren't supported by any facts. So they, therefore, are going to urge their officers to not work games. Except they are supported by facts, like decades of evidence of racial profiling, discrimination, you name it. That's the point of the whole taking a knee thing in the first place. All of this is supported by hundreds of years of evidence of black people specifically being killed without cause, officers getting away with it. Now, obviously, I'm not saying all police do that, and neither is Kaepernick. In fact, he literally said that they aren't. And isn't your job to protect and serve? Guess what? That includes people who hate you, which is a pretty big portion of the population, unfortunately. But you're going to cry about someone stating facts and wearing socks? You're better than that, which their union boss, by the way, reminded them of when he told them to back off, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go. We've got potentially a suspect, but whoever robbed the Fultz household on Saturday, I ask.
What are you doing?
Unreal. This is about as low as you can get. In case you hadn't heard, this past July, Nebraska's punter Sam Fultz was killed in a car accident. So when the Huskers first punted in their opener against Fresno State, they sent out 10 players, holding one back, in essence, him, in his honor. They noted the absence. They took a delay game penalty. It was a beautiful moment. Fresno State was in on it. And during the game, somebody broke into their family's home in Greeley County, knowing they were at the game, robbed them of about $1,400 in belongings. An arrest was made this afternoon. A suspect is in custody. This is just the worst humanity has to offer, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The absolute worst, by the way. To Vikings GM Rick Spielman, I ask.
What are you doing?
We were all pretty upset when Teddy Bridgewater got hurt last week. It was a scary situation. The guy almost lost his leg. Now a once promising season pretty much in the crapper for the Vikings. I mean, I wasn't upset. I'm a 49ers fan. I have enough to worry about with my backup quarterback trying to change the world and my tight end trying to rearrange 70-year-old guys' faces. But you get my point. Rick Spielman decided in his infinite wisdom that the old idiom quarterback is the most important position on the field is real, because he went out and traded away his team's future on a marginal quarterback at best. Sam Bradford for a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick? Are you kidding me? I know we made fun of Sean Hill, but are we sure that Sam Bradford is actually better than Sean Hill? You laugh, but are we really sure? Because Sam Bradford is statistically one of the worst QBs of our era, and that's when he's healthy, which he isn't ever. You know, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here when I say Bradford might not be worth the fourth rounder they traded for him, let alone the first rounder. I saw a meme the other day with a checklist for Bradford on it. It said, 1. Hand the ball to Adrian Peterson. 2. Do not throw the ball. 3. Just give it to Peterson. 4. Don't get hurt doing any of the above. And 5. But seriously, though, don't throw it. Have fun, Minnesota, as we ask.
Wow.
What are you doing?
To the ESPN, CBS, and some of you dumping on the SEC, I ask.
What are you doing?
I know. Dude, it's September 6th. Tennessee almost lost. Did anybody buy them as top 10 anyway? Ole Miss, not the team that played in the Sugar Bowl, not even in the also receiving votes column. LSU lost away from home, and anybody who's paying attention knows they're going to have offensive issues as teams learn to put a bigger bullseye on Leonard Fournette and dare their quarterback to do anything down the field. Kentucky lost to a directional team at football. It's Kentucky. And like I said, they still have won, not voted, 10 of the 18 natty since the birth of the BCS. They're far and away the only conference that has multiple teams who are regularly in the national title hunt. When somebody can beat them when it matters, then you could all start chiming and throwing dirt on the SEC grave as we ask.
What are you doing?
Just looking for literally anything to talk crap about the SEC about. They finally have, like, something, so they're jumping. To surfers, the surfers of Queens, I ask.
What are you doing?
This one's kind of out of left field. But if you hadn't heard, there's a tropical storm affecting the East Coast, and Hermine was headed straight for New York City. We're talking about a storm with hurricane-type winds bearing down on one of the biggest cities in the world. So what do the people of New York do? They go surfing at the Rockaways. And naturally, the police, seeing a hurricane as a matter of public safety, banned people from being anywhere near the beach at that time because, you know, the fear of death and all. So they were in force fining people $80 who were down there. That didn't stop the surfers. One guy said he was going to fight the fine he got because the conditions weren't dangerous. Another said the ban was nonsense. And by the way, all of that a mere 100 feet from where lifeguards were using a rope that was meant to keep them away to save a man who was drowning because he ignored said rope. That person said it felt like a 300-pound guy pulling him out to sea. Yeah, it's called a hurricane, dumbass, and you aren't Bodie from Point Break, brah, so you ain't gonna take it down. Where's Johnny Utah when we need him, as we ask?
What are you doing?
Can't be in no cage, man.
Brah.
To Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly, I ask.
What are you doing?
I get it. We get it. Coaches like to play it close to the vest. Information's power. Some of them act like they're protecting the silo codes at NORAD. But at times, your coach speak isn't kidding anybody. We watched the game. DeShone Kizer was fantastic. Malik looked like he should have had backup on the back of his jersey after the game. Kelly's asked, is Kizer the guy moving forward? Is quote, we haven't made that decision. And he's right. Kizer made the decision. He was terrific. He's got to be the guy against Nevada Saturday and moving forward. As we ask,
what are you doing?
I still am, of all the things that have happened, I'm so aggravated over the way Clemson mismanaged that clock at the end. What do you think would be it worth for an NFL franchise or a college program? $64,500 a year. I'm in. I'll walk out of here now. That's my full-time job. I could do it better than like 80% of these morons.